I am back from a quick vacation that was booked a long time ago. I felt really bad about missing a game of the NBA Finals and the first 3 days of this week. Thanks, by the way, to Sean and Rich and Mike for filling in for me. But this was booked kind of like Donovan with his trip last week to Ireland. It was booked a long time ago, and we just had to do it. Otherwise, we're forfeiting quite a bit of money on deposits for the rental and flights.
Oh, yeah.
And this was my sister's idea because growing up, we always went to the beach every summer. It was our family vacation. Most of the time, it was to Port Aransas. My dad loved the beach. We all loved the beach, and we took a beach vacation every year. Sometimes my dad couldn't always afford it, so we would stay maybe with my aunt and uncle who lived in Corpus Christi for a couple of years. A couple of times it was on one of his, he would have a work convention. I remember one year it was at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so that was our beach trip, but that was kind of paid for by the company. But usually he would cobble together enough for us to go to Port Aransas and rent a, you know, a little hut down there for a week. And we, it was just the best memories of our childhood were our beach trips.
Sure.
And my sister continued that with her two kids going to Galveston a lot. Once my parents moved there, we would go to Galveston all the time. But we had not taken a family beach trip since my dad passed, which is now coming up on 4 years ago. And my sister said, we've got to keep the family beach tradition alive. So why don't our family, your family, why don't we just make it a point to every spring or summer take a family beach trip together with our two families? But why don't we try something new? We've been to Port Aransas enough. We've been to Galveston enough. Why don't we start exploring some other beaches? And her kids had the idea, why don't we go to a Florida beach? And so we targeted that panhandle, the northwestern Florida beaches.
Haven't been there, but from what I've seen and heard, those beaches look incredible.
I'd never been there either. I've been to the Naples area on the Gulf Coast, on the Florida beaches, and of course Miami and on the Atlantic side, but I've never been to the Florida panhandle. Tons of Texans go there.
Yeah.
And I now understand the 30A t-shirts and bumper stickers. I've seen 30A and I've never understood it. And now I get it. That's this little side highway that runs along the coast that runs from Panama City Beach down through Rosemary Beach and Seaside and all the way down to Destin.
Mm.
And or over because it goes across. And so that's where we were. We flew into Panama City and then we drove to Blue Mountain Beach is where our rental house was. And the drive down there was great. And our buddy Don, he and his family have taken family trips down there for 20 years now. And he gave me a bunch of tips. I know Corby goes down there a lot. He had a bunch of tips for me. By the way, very happy to report no incidents on the plane with our 2-year-old.
Well, that's good. Shorter flight.
Yeah, shorter flight. She was great coming back. She was good going down. She got a little angry when the flight attendant told her she had to get buckled in for landing. She did not like that.
Said it was BS and started bagging on
said
Fauci.
Said it was BS, yeah. So we had a little wrestling match there, and she got a little loud, but it wasn't bad. And then when we landed yesterday, she was very slow to get going down the aisle when we were all deplaning, and so my wife picked her up and walked her down the aisle, and she did not like that. She was starting to yell, I want to walk on the airplane. I want to walk on the airplane. But outside of that, she was great. I was surprised to discover that when we landed in Panama City, that it was still Central Time. I thought we'd be on Atlantic Time in Florida, but part of the state is still in Central Time.
Panhandle, and then once you get past the, what, the middle part of the state, that's when it goes east?
Like, basically, the panhandle is still in Central Time, and then everything else is on Atlantic or Eastern Time.
Yeah.
But I am happy to report that we loved the beach, and we're comparing it to all of our years in Galveston and Port Aransas, where the sand is brown, and there's a lot of seaweed, and the water is brown, and they're not much in the way of dunes. Anybody who's gone to the Texas coast, we all know the beauty of the Texas coast, and I love the Texas coast and grew up on the Texas coast. But when you spend some time on a Florida beach like we had there near Seaside and Blue Mountain, the white sand, the turquoise, emerald water that changes colors depending how the sun hits it, and then beyond that, it's blue. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. And it's crowded this time of year. But all those little communities, Rosemary and Seaside and Blue Mountain, they're just really, really great.
So were you down at the beach every day staking your claim with the umbrella and all that?
Yep. Got to do that kind of early. And it was our two-year-old's first real experience at the beach. We took her when she was 8 months old down to Galveston. But she has no memory of that, I'm sure. And all she did was crawl around on the sand and try to eat the sand.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I dipped her toes in the water so that she would have that experience. But she didn't really get to do anything. So she was really excited about this trip because we were telling her for weeks and weeks we're going to the beach. Some of her friends have gone to the beach. So we got her down there that first morning. And she was initially really excited. But after about a minute, it started to overwhelm her, and she didn't want any part of it. And as I thought about it, that is a really scary sensory overload moment for a two-year-old, because the water was really rough while we were there. I think it may have had to do with the tropical storm. But there were big waves, and the beach is really loud. If you've never experienced it, the waves crashing, the wind, all the people, the water, the sensations that you're trying to process with your feet in the sand and then water, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it overwhelmed her, and she just kept saying, I don't like this place. I don't like this place. I want to go. I want to go.
Well, we're here for 5 days, so...
yeah.
As we kick off our beach coverage.
A lot of families down there, and this other mother comes over to us and said, I have a baby about that age. I'll give you a tip. Right over that sand dune, there's a big canal, and it's like a little lake. And it's very calm back there. The dunes block the noise. Take her over there and introduce her to the water that way. So we went over there. She loved it.
Greatest ever.
Greatest thing ever, because it was only about a foot deep in spots, you know, maybe in some spots 3 feet deep. There were lots of other little kids there. And she could splash around. There was no noise. Yeah. There were no big waves crashing. It was just all still water. And so she loved that. And she wanted to stay there all day. So I realized how different a beach trip is from when you have kids and when you don't have kids. When you don't have kids, you're sitting in that beach chair all day with a beer.
Talking about relaxing. Yeah.
With a beer and a book. When you have kids, I think I spent a grand total of 40 minutes in that beach chair over about 4 days.
Yeah, you're playing defense in an NBA playoff game.
Yes. You are.
Basically.
Yeah,
yes.
You have to work on your conditioning before
Jaylen
the
Brown
trip.
For 4 days.
Yes. That's what we were. We were over in what she called the baby water, which was that canal, the baby water. We were over there all day. She loved going to baby water, and she would stay there for hours and hours.
He's got a
just doing the most ridiculous stuff, you know, over and over and over. But she was loving it, so I was loving it, and we were loving it, and we hung out with her there quite a bit. I tried to introduce her to the actual ocean very slowly, because there was a spot in this little canal where the canal met the ocean, and it kind of, the ocean water would crash and then very slowly trickle over the top of the beach down into this canal. So I said, why don't we go over there? That's where the special water is. And she looked at me and goes, special water? I said, yeah, let's go see the special water. She said, okay. So we walked over there and we sat down. And every once in a while, the wave would trickle over and down the sand and kind of wash over our feet and our legs. And she loved it. And I would say, do you want to get a little closer? Yeah, let's get closer. More special water. So we would move up a little bit and the waves would and we were burying each other in sand and the waves would wash off the sand very gently.
Mm-hmm.
But I pressed my luck. I got her a little too close to the actual surf. And one time, a really big wave hit us, twisted her around, and she hated that. So then she didn't want anything to do with special water anymore. So we spent most of the beach trip in the baby water, and she loved it. And we eventually, towards the end, she got okay with sitting on the beach. She got okay with walking on the sand. She didn't even like that. She didn't like just walking on the sand.
Sand kind of, yeah, kids either love it or they're kind of out on it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with them on that.
Yeah.
Feels creepy going between your toes.
Sometimes, yeah. I like the beach, but...
It's a beating to walk on
beaches.
Sand.
I enjoy beaches.
But the best moment of the whole trip for me, it was great watching her discover the beach and getting comfortable down there, but the best moment was in our rental, and it was the first night there, which happened to be Father's Day. And I will try to tell this without losing it, but I'll probably lose it. But, you know, we were down there on Sunday on Father's Day, and my wife and I take turns putting her to bed each night. So it happened to be my night on Father's Day. And so in her room, when we're on the road like this in a rental or a hotel, we'll take the mattress off the bed, put it on the floor. So if she rolls off,
yeah,
she's on the floor. So the mattress was off the bed on the floor in her little bedroom.
It's the way Gordo slept the first 2 years of the ticket.
Yes,
that's true.
That is very true. And so the rest of the family's upstairs talking and laughing and whatever. So it's just she and I in her bedroom on her mattress on the floor with the light turned out, just the night light on. And I said, okay, time for daddy stories. So we're on the mattress together. I'm lying next to her. She's under her blanket. And we're not usually in that position. We're not next to each other because her bed at home is too small. So I sit by it to tell her stories. But since I was lying next to her, she cuddled right up close to me. She just got right in my chest. And as I'm telling her stories, she is smiling and she's caressing my face and she's playing with my nose and all with a big smile on her face. And she didn't want the stories to end. And it was such a great moment. It was
that's cool.
Maybe the best moment of my life, really. And I was really trying to be present and soak it in and appreciate it. And I was very conscious of the fact that this was one of the best moments of my life, and I didn't want it to end, and she didn't want the stories to end, so I told a few extra, but I'm really happy that I soaked it in. It was so warm and loving and just the greatest thing ever.
Oh, that's cool. Did you tell her about the Kurt Menefee home run?
Was that the daddy story you told her?
No. No, the daddy stories, or to ramp it up to make her think she's getting something a little extra, I call them special daddy stories. Okay, that was a daddy story. Now, how about a special daddy story? Yes, I want special daddy stories. They're all made up.
Yeah.
They can have some real-life people in them, but maybe tonight I'll tell her about Kurt Menefee.
Yeah. Tell her when it had to have gone 500 feet.
Anyway, thumbs up to the Florida coast, the Panhandle. Those beaches are spectacular. And thumbs up to our family restarting the family beach trip.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Hate that I missed a couple of days of good sports talk, but I think we're getting caught up.
They got killed in game five anyway. You didn't really miss too much.
But I got my prediction right, so that was the big news. Okay. That's what everyone was talking about.
Kind of.
Sports expert, Gordon Keith.
That's right.